What do you think? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. What do you think? Every day, many times a day, people come up to me and say, what should I do? How should I handle this problem? What does it mean? Where am I going? What's going on in my life? I've got all sorts of confusing things that are frustrating me and making me feel very unhappy and very unfulfilled. What am I going to do? And I turn around and I say to them, what do you think you should do? What do you think is the right thing for you to do in this circumstance? I say this to little children all the time, because little children come up and they say, I want to do this, and I want to do that, I want to do the other thing, I want to go to the show, I want to go play with my friends, I want to play, go outside, and I'll do my work later, I'll do my chores later, I'll do everything that I'm supposed to do later, but right now I want to do this. And I say, well, now, what do you think about that? What do you think if you ask someone to do something, and they say, well, I'll do it later, I'll do it after my chores, I'll do it after this experience or that experience. What would you say to them? And, of course, they fight me right away. It's a natural thing. They fight and they say, well, that's not my problem. I'm not supposed to think those things. That's not what I'm concerned about. Well, for instance, if your friend Johnny, you wanted him to come over and play with you, and you said to him, Johnny, come on over and play. And he says, well, Arnie, I can't come over and play because I have my chores to do. Oh, forget that. Come on over and play. We want to play. Much more fun than chores. Yes, but I have my chores to do, and that's my responsibility. Well, why do you got a responsibility? You're only 8 years old. You don't have any responsibilities when you're 8 years old. Oh, yes, I do. There are five kids in our family, and each of us have responsibilities. Each of us have, hey, no, that's not right. What do you mean, Johnny? What do you mean? Well, Arnie, each one of us has opportunities. We have privileges. We have choices. Oh, those are big words. Those are big words, Johnny. What does that mean? Well, Arnie, opportunity means I have the choice to do it or not do it. And then I make the choice of doing it or not doing it. And if I don't do it, then Mother's not going to be very happy with me. Well, she's not going to be unhappy with me. She's just going to sort of think that I don't care. And if I do it, Mother's going to think that I care, and Mother's going to think that I'm a nice guy, and Mother's going to think she can depend on me, and Mother's going to ask me to do other things, and Mother's going to be just wonderful. Oh, I tell you, Arnie, I tell you, it's wonderful having a mother like mine. Well, yeah, okay. Well, what do you say? It's a responsibility. It's an opportunity. It's a choice. What do you say all those things for? Well, I have nothing to do in my entire life except to be happy. And if I am happy doing everything that I do, then I'm doing everything just perfect. Well, where'd you get that idea? My dad told me. He said, be yourself and have fun. Be who you are and have fun. Live to your highest and best at all times and have fun. Well, then how can I ask any questions if I be myself and have fun when I'm supposed to know what I am? Well, your question is not how you should be happy. Your question is how you can make other people happy. How you can go around this world and make other people as happy as happy as happy can be. Well, I don't want to go around the world making other people happy. Arnie was not too happy about that. And Johnny says, well, look at it this way, Arnie. If I am happy doing the things that I do, then everybody around me is going to be happy too. Oh, no, that's not true. Yes, it is. If I'm a happy guy, everybody around me is happy, and they think life is just wonderful. They think everything is great. Well, that's kind of a big statement for a little thing. Well, yes, well, it's a big thing. It's a big thing. If I'm happy in me, if I'm happy doing what I'm doing, then everybody's happy with me. When I'm singing, as I'm sweeping the sidewalk, Mom comes out and says, "Here, have a cookie. You certainly are enjoying your work. You're doing your jobs, your chores with such joy and such enthusiasm. It's a privilege to have a son like you." And you know, Arnie, that makes me feel awfully good. That makes me feel super wonderful. And it's just a fun way to be. Well, how can I be fun like that too? Johnny, you just always are having a smile on your face. You're always such a nice guy. And you're 8 years old too. And here I am, 8 years old, and I'm trying to get out of doing things. I'm trying to hide so that nobody sees me, so I don't have to do the job. And I pretend that I'm not around, or I don't hear my mommy when she calls. Oh, Arnie, you know, I used to play that game too. And when I played that game, I used to get spankings. When I played that game, I used to be put to bed early. When I played that game, I used to not be able to be part of the family and enjoy the things the family was doing. When I played that game, I didn't like myself and nobody else liked me either. Yeah? Yeah? Well, Arnie, nobody liked me when I was not liking myself. How did you come to that conclusion? Johnny, how'd you come to that conclusion? Well, I talked to my mommy and daddy, and I said, "Mommy and daddy, I want to talk to you." And my mom and dad sat down and they said, "All right, let's talk. What have you got on your mind? Johnny, what do you want to talk about?" "Well, I don't like getting spankings. And I don't like being hollered at. And I don't like everybody being mad at me. Now, I don't like that." "Well, John, you're 7 years old, and you know that when you cooperate with everybody, everybody cooperates with you." "Well, what does cooperate mean, Mother?" "Well, Johnny, cooperate means that you like to be in this family. You like to be in this world. You like to do the things that are here for you to do. You like to do the things that make you happy and make everybody else happy too. You like to love your brothers and sisters. You like to love your dog." "You like to love your mommy and daddy." "Yeah? You like to love everything." "Yeah." "And when you do things with love and happiness in your heart, then it's a lot of fun." "It is, Johnny. It's a lot of fun. Now, if I say, 'Johnny, set the table for supper,' and you say, 'Well, why doesn't Mary do that? Or why doesn't Peter do that?' And I say, 'Johnny, I chose you to set the table because I want you to do it. Because you always do everything so nicely, you make me so proud of you.' 'Well, all right, all right.' And so I set the table for Mommy. And when I finished, she says, 'Johnny, you do everything so beautifully. Now, there's always ways you can improve in the way that you do. So let's look at it once now. Johnny, where did you put the knives?' 'Well, I put them here on this side of the plate.' 'And where did you put the fork?' 'Well, I put them up on top of the plate.' 'And where did you put the spoon?' 'Well, I left it in the bowl in the middle of the table so anyone can take one if they want.' 'Well, Johnny, a nice thing to do would be to have the knife and fork and spoon right next to each other on the right side of your plate, and then you can use them and get them anytime you want. And when you have things scattered all over your plate on the top and the bottom, oh, it perhaps looks pretty, but it's not functional.' 'What's functional, Mama?' Well, that means that it's a happy thing to use. You enjoy using it because it works, and it's a happy thing to use. Well, I like to have happy things to use. Okay, Johnny, then let's put them 1, 2, 3 next to the plate. Now, what do you think of that idea? What do you think you should do? Well, I think that's a great idea, Bob. I'm going to do that. And so Johnny sets the knives and forks next to the plate like Mommy suggested. And all the family came in to eat, and they said, "Hey, this is nice. I like my knife and fork and spoon right here. It's handy, my right hand, and it's great." And then Jeannie said, "But, Mom, I'm left-handed, and I got to reach across my plate every time I want to get something." "Well, Jeannie, what do you think you should do?" "Well, I think I should have them on the left side of my plate." "Well, Jeannie, can you put them on the left side of your plate?" "Sure." "Well, then, put them." So that night when Johnny set the table for dinner, Johnny remembered that Jeannie was left-handed, and Jeannie always sits in the same place. So Johnny set the knives, forks, and spoon on the left side of her plate so that Jeannie would have it nice. And Jeannie came in and said, "Oh, look at this. Silverware is on the left side of my plate, just like I wanted. Oh, Mommy, you're so nice." And Mommy said, "Jeannie, who sets the table?" "Oh, Johnny does. But you told him to do it, didn't you?" "No, Jeannie, I didn't." "Johnny, did you do that because you remember that I like it on the left?"
Yeah,
I did that." "But Johnny, you're wonderful." What do you think you should do? In all areas of life, whether you're a Johnny or Arnie or a Jeannie, it doesn't matter whether you're a Mommy or a Daddy or whoever you are. What do you think you should do? Is life to be lived to be happy? Is life to be lived to be in delight and joy in everything you do? Is life to be a conditioned experience, conditioned by our thoughts, our attitudes, our ways of doing anything? Do you enjoy life? Do you enjoy being you? Do you find each adventure more thrilling than the next because you're just anticipating, "Oh, I like me, I like me, I like me." And if life is good now, it is certainly good tomorrow, and it's good the next day and the next day. But only I can live life in the now. For tomorrow and the next day, they never come, because the 1 minute they're here, it's today. And the past is gone a long ways to gone. But the minute the past is in my mind again, it's here again, and I'm living the past again. And so I live everything in the now. I put the knives and forks next to the plates in the most harmonious way, in the most functional way, in the most pleasing way. It's not a matter of whether it's a beautiful, decorative thing or whether Emily Post says that it should be done a certain way. I do it the way that it makes my family happy, and it makes me happy. I do all things in life the way it makes me happy. What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? I don't ponder that anymore. I know what to do, for what makes me happy is what I do, and I go in and I do it. When I think of somebody who walks in the house and I look at them and I say, "Gee, they're nice," and instead of just thinking they're nice, I say, "Gee, you're nice. It's so nice to have you here. You're a super person." And the person may not say anything to us. The person may not in any way even acknowledge us. But we know they hurt us, and they know they hurt us, and they respond to us mentally, emotionally, every way, in a beautiful way, because we responded to them in a beautiful way. We created them being beautiful in our life. Oh, we can look at the world and we can see all sorts of things that are not pleasant, that are not revealing, that are not good, and that not something we really want to have. But we can also look at the world, and we can see it good and very good by our choice. We can look at everything in life and see it beautiful and very beautiful by our choice. The other side of the coin will always be there. But the side that we want facing up is the side of happiness, joy, peace, harmony, and goodness. And this is how I build my life. What do I want? What do I think I should do? How do I think I should act? Where do I think I should go? What people should I have as friends? The people I create, who are just like me. What sort of a job should I do? Should I do a halfway job or a whole-way job? Well, I always do my very best. There's no halfway, there's no whole-way, there's only my best. And I do my best in everything that I do. And in everything that I do, doing my best, I feel good about myself. I feel very good about myself. I feel very rewarded in being alive, in being who I am. What do I think I should do? That's the question that people come up and they say, what do you think I should do, Herb? And I say, well, what do you think you should do? And they say, well, I asked you the question. You're begging the question by saying that. How come? A question with a question with a question. No, I will always say to you, follow your heart. Do what is for your highest and your best. Believe in yourself. Always tell the truth. Always be honest. But what if a little white lie is good? It makes somebody feel a little better. Well, it's a little white lie. And if that little white lie is going to make somebody else feel so much better, the truth is going to make them feel even better. But the truth doesn't have to be some negative virtue. It can be some positive virtue. Somebody comes up and they say, oh, you're terrible. And instead of saying, why are you saying I'm terrible? Da, 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 you say, you are such a wonderful, perceptive person. It's nice to have you around. You always know what to think and say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you don't really answer their question of why they think you're terrible. You merely put the onus on them of being very perceptive and be very loving and unconditionally loving in every way, and they cannot persist in being a negative perceptive. They have to turn a new leaf and be positive perceptive, just like you and I are positive perceptive. Now, what do you think you should do? Well, that's a question we all just ask ourselves. And as we ask ourselves this question, we come up with some beautiful, rewarding, fulfilling, and marvelous answers. Let this perception be for you today something that is certainly wonderful for me. For my whole life is dedicated to the idea that I am being myself and having fun, living up to my highest and best at all times, and doing what makes me happy, doing what brings joy into my life, saying the words that bring peace into my world. And that's just what it's all about, bringing peace in my world. Yes, what do you think you should do? You know very well what you should do. Whatever makes you happy, whatever is your highest and best, follow through. And do it, and enjoy it, and be it, and know that nothing could be more wonderful than to be yourself and to have fun. This day I bless you with all of my love, and all of my peace, and all of my harmony, and I see every good and glorious experience yours right now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.